All right, we are talking about being proactive. It is not in the Bible, but the idea of it is on every page of the Bible. And it basically has to do with being able to make a choice, to be proactive, to choose. And you can read anything, anywhere in Scripture that's not necessarily dealing with doctrine, but all the way through it will say, you must do this, you must do this, you must do that. Is the repeating testimony of Scripture. It is, secondly, the path of true freedom. If you don't learn how to be proactive, you will, in some degree, be in bondage. And so we're going to look at tonight, practical, our health, problems at work, the world, people, etc. There is no lack of problems, both in your life and my life and others' life. Sometimes in others' lives or even in our lives, they're worse. But there's a wide range of concerns and problems in life. Where do we spend our energy about what we are concerned about? That will determine how proactive you are, and that will determine how free you are in your life. Give you a little chart. The first is, you think of the whole area there as things of no concern. I don't know about a lot of things. I don't know about everybody in Boston. I don't know everybody they're doing. I don't know their problems unless they tell me or I seek them out. I don't know. So in one sense, I'm not concerned because I don't know. I'm in Iowa, I think of Iowa because of my mother-in-law and the brothers. But beyond that, I don't know what's happened in the little town of Swisher, and I really don't care, to be honest with you. And I really don't care what's happening in Shewaville, where she lives. Those are things of no concern because they don't affect us. And then the second thing I want you to see is a circle called the circle of influence. There are things outside of us that really don't concern us, and even if we're busybodies, they should concern us. We're not concerned. They don't bother us. The circle of influence. As we look at those things within the circle of concern, there are some things over which we have no control, and others we can do something about, and I'll get to that in a minute. Those things that we can do something about could be described as our circle of influence. The writer says that there are some things I can do nothing about and you can do nothing about. But there are some things that we can do something about. And he calls that the circle of influence. Determining where we spend most of our time and energy, we can discover whether we are proactive or reactive. Proactive means I make a positive choice no matter what's going on around me. Reactive means I react and become angry or bitter or worried or whatever else it may be. I react. Go back to the circle of no concern and the circle of influence. There are things that we're not concerned about, but there are things within this circle of influence that I can do something about. I can read my Bible. There's a need somewhere, I can pray. If there's a problem in my life or your life, I can seek someone out and ask for counsel and help. There's a lot of things we can do in life. We don't need to focus on things that we don't think about. We need to focus on the things that we can do something about. Put it this way. You take that circle of no concern, and then you take a circle of concern. These are things within this circle that concern you. Oh, physical. It may be a problem. It may be something going on with someone. It may be a difficulty somewhere. It's things that concern me and you. It may not concern me because I don't know it. And my difficulty may not concern you because you don't know it. But there, everything in our lives are things we're concerned. So he calls that the circle of concern. And then he puts in there the circle of influence. If I spend all my time focusing on the things that I'm concerned about and do not spend my time in the circle of influence of things I can do something about, then I will not enjoy freedom. One of the secrets of the Christian life is to enjoy freedom, to love the Lord and choose the Lord no matter what happens. The Apostle Paul, imprisoned, chained to a guard, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for 2 years. And what was Paul doing? He wasn't moaning and groaning. He wasn't thinking about that thing that concerned him. All he was thinking about, well, I'm going to testify to this guard. I'm going to testify to this guard. And then as I hear the news, what's going on, I'm going to look at the good that it is. I'm going to say, man, look at all the good things that God is doing. It depends on where you put your attention and your mind. You know what worry is? Worry is strangling the mind. It is being so focused on something mentally that that's all you can think about. That's the circle of concern. Then we come back to those areas of no concern. Proactive people focus their efforts in the circle of influence. I can't change everybody. You can't change everybody. I can't solve every problem, but I can change some things, particularly in my life. They work on the things that they can do something about, rather than focusing on the things they can't. The nature of their energy is positive, enlarging and magnifying, causing their circle of influence to increase. Now let me give you an example. I'm going to use me as an example to try to illustrate, not because I complain about this, but to illustrate. What if I come in here every Wednesday and every Sunday and I go, all right, words people, why didn't so-and-so show up? And all I do in my sermon is spend about 2 minutes complaining about who didn't show up and complaining the crowd is low. That's all I do. Now, no big deal if you say it once or twice, but what if I do it in every single sermon? You know what happened? Be honest. You get a little tired of it, wouldn't you? You get a little tired of it. Your answer, I bet you'd be whispering among yourselves saying, I don't understand why the preacher's complaining. I'm here. Why is he complaining about those folks out there? In other words, I'm focusing my attention and my thoughts on who or who isn't here. But if I'm proactive, you know what I do? I study this lesson. I pray about this lesson. I come in here and I have one focus. You could listen or not listen or show up or not show up. That's not going to be my focus. My focus is to be proactive and control what I can do. It's the same in your life. You can spend your time complaining about everything that's going on. Oh, it's the weather's this, and so-and-so made me mad, and this is that, and this is that. But the problem is, the more you do that, just like the more I complained in the church publicly, you know what happened? My circle of influence would shrink. And I wouldn't have an effect upon people because all I'm doing is complaining about things. There's a circle of concern, but if you spend all your time on what you can influence, do you notice the circle? You may not even see it, but the circle of influence gets bigger. And those things that concern and bother you don't even have an effect anymore. I hope you listen to this. Wife can say, husband bugs me. Husband can say, wife bugs me. Oh, my children, what am I going to do? Oh, my in-laws, they drive me crazy. You could go on and on and on and on and on about things in life. But you know what? The more you do that, the less you'll have influence. Because let me tell you something. Just like you wouldn't want to hear a sermon week after week after week, me complaining about attendance and me complaining about you, how would you like it if I came in here on Wednesday night and go, what are you doing? Look alert.
Bible.
You know what happened to you? I don't know if I want to go to church. Preacher might call me out. That's being reactive. Proactive, I can come in here and teach you with great joy. And if you enjoyed it, great. If you didn't, so what? That can happen in every area of life. Anybody that drives you crazy, you can work on you. Don't worry about them. Work on you. And when you do, the circle gets bigger. And what happens is, those things that weigh you down and bother you don't bother you as much because you're focused on what you can do. Reactive people focus their efforts in the circle of concern. Now, I'm not talking about a burden where you generally have a burden and you need to unburden to someone. I'm not talking about that. That is necessary. That's actually being proactive. And I'm not talking about an occasional complaint. I'm talking about a pattern. Reactive people focus their efforts on the other people, the other situations, what they don't like here, what they don't like there, who they don't like here, this thing bothers me, and they spend all their time reacting. They focus on the weaknesses of other people, the problems in the world, and circumstances over which they have no control. You know, I don't have any control over anything outside of myself. Now, I mean, I have some influence, but I have no control. I don't have no control of what anybody's doing. I don't even have control of your members. Do you know that? I can influence you through my preaching and compassion, but I can't tell you what to do. You're free to choose your life. Now, I can spend all my time complaining and bothered and upset and fussing about it, or I could just do my job and pray, study the word, encourage, and focus on what I can change. That's true freedom, folks. True freedom. Their focus results in blaming and accusing attitudes, reactive language, and increased feelings of being a victim. Everybody know who Herschel Walker is? If you know Georgia, you know Herschel Walker. Well, I saw a program on the SEC about his life. And I'm not sure about the first part, but that's what he said. He said when he was a little kid, he got bullied at school. People made fun of him, picked at him, knocked him down. You know what he did? He went home. And he began to do push-ups and sit-ups. Before he was in high school, he was doing over 1,000 sit-ups and over 1,000 push-ups every day. He focused on what he could do. And you know what? He became the greatest, there's a phone somewhere. That's all right. He became the greatest football player of Georgia ever had. You know why? He could have focused and said, Mama, they bullied me. And Mama could have ran down there and said, who bullied my child? I'm going to beat him up. No, Herschel Walker came home and he worked on him. And he worked on him. And he worked on him. That's the secret of true freedom. Not blaming everybody else. The negative and sinful energy generated by their focus combined with neglect of areas they could do something about causes their circle of influence to shrink. Well, I could have been praying about it. But because I'm fussing about it and complaining about it and worrying about it and spending all my energy on it, I only spent 2 minutes praying about it. What's going to happen? The negative energy and the complaining energy, you know what it does? It makes it yet worse. Let's put it this way. Here is your circle of concern and your circle influence shrinks. That's why I brought this out here. Now, if I come in here and all I think about is you, and you, and point my fingers, you know what happens? I wind up in this little circle where I have no influence. preacher one time told me that he was spending a lot of his sermon preaching on the wickedness of the world. Every sermon. Sorry, worldly people. And one of the men came up to him and said, we're kind of tired of hearing that. He said, well, you got to know. You know, I said to him, they don't have to know every Sunday. Maybe they could use some encouragement. Y'all remember Sam Christie? Sam Christie was a quiet man. But you know what he did to me? When my early on ministry, I was doing a little bit of that because I was getting a magazine in the mail. And when I read that magazine, I'm like, these people, this is wicked. And I started my sermon telling everybody what was going on. Did a couple weeks. You know what Sam, I still remember, right out there, you know what Sam Christie told me? He said, preacher, you need to quit reading that magazine and focus on the Bible. What he told me. I've never forgotten it, and buddy, that's what I've done. Being reactive gives you a problem, and what happens is your circle of influence shrinks. Because people go, oh no, here comes complaining woman again. Here comes complaining man. Oh no, negative. They run, they hide. Oh no. Because that person is focused on everything outside of themselves. You know, when we had Valentine's the last time, I forgot who did it. If you did it, you can take credit for it. But somebody left a little memo pad in a heart shaped. And I told Dan, he said, you know what I'm going to do every day? I'm going to write you a poem every day on that heart shaped memo. And I'm going to leave it somewhere in the house. Well, I must say, even though I can preach, my poems are not the best. Roses are red and violets are blue. Did you know that I love you? That's good, but I was planning on doing it 2 weeks in a row. But let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? I was so excited when every day she came home because I put it somewhere different. And I couldn't wait for her to read it. You know what I was doing? I was being proactive. And you know what her reaction was? I bet you ladies know. Or I could have said, where's my note? I didn't get a note. And that just makes her go, oh, yes, I'd love to write you a note now, honey. Not really. You see, the circle influence shrinks. And just think, though, when you focus on what you can do, the circle of influence gets bigger, and the things that concern you, they may still concern you, but they don't affect you as much because you're working on what you can change. As long as you only focus on the circle of concern, that which you have no control over, you empower those things to control you. That's what you're doing. As long as you focus on the things that bother you and think about them and worry about them and fret about them, and you're empowering those things to affect your life. You are not taking proactive initiative necessary to affect positive change. We should focus on those things which we personally can change and work to influence those things that we cannot change. You can't change everybody, but you can change you. And while you change you, you may influence other people. Do you know an encouraging, positive person tends to negate one who's negative and complaining? It sort of lifts everybody up. An encouraging word, a wonderful word, a gossipy word. Hey, did you hear about so-and-so? No. Really? I'm not talking about sharing concern, but sharing opinions about people and whatever. You know what I do? I don't know what you do when I hear real gossip. You know what I do? I go hide and I say, I will never tell that person anything. I am not telling them nothing. How you doing today, preacher? I think I'm doing good. You gonna go tell everybody? If I'm doing bad and in the need of surgery, I won't tell that person. You see, the truth is, your demeanor and your conduct actually makes your world shrink and get worse. You know what's sad about so many people in America? They're blaming everybody else in the world. Blaming everybody else in the world. They're blaming this person and that person and this thing and that thing. And the sad thing is they're cutting off the freedom to change their lives. The proactive means I have freedom. Freedom to change what I do. One time we were going to Iowa, and the boys were boys. If you know what boys are, boys are boys. And we'd been driving for quite a while, and it's kind of getting irritating. Boys, be quiet. I might have said it a little more forcefully than that, but anyway, boys, be quiet. And when we got there and we went out shopping, the Lord convicted me and said, would you like someone to be telling you that all the time? So you know what I did? I prayed about it. And I distinguished between, in my mind, what was direct disobedience and what was just being a boy. And I learned to accept them for their silliness. And I learned to enjoy it. Because I didn't focus on correcting. I focused on just enjoying them. And man, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You know a lot of folks in our church? If you got to know them, they're fine people. They really are. Oh, we all got quirks. We all got little quirks in our life. I got quirks in my life. I really do. You have quirks in your life. So what? Big deal. If we don't have quirks, what good is it? We're not cookie cutter people. You know, I like to hang my shirts in my closet by their color code. You know what Deanne and I did? Deanne, when she hangs the clothes, she just hangs them up. I said, Deanne, I like them this way. I can't figure out what's what. And then I finally realized, big deal. You know what she said to me? She said, they're hung, aren't they? Said, if you want to change them, you hang them the way you want to. So now, if she washes them, I most time do it. If she washes them and hangs them up, I go in there and go, big deal. I mean, I can find this shirt that I'm wearing tonight. I don't have to have it in the color drawer. Big deal. You know what that means? Freedom. And sad to say, so many people, including Christians, are not enjoying freedom. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we ask you to take your precious truth. This is not necessarily a biblical truth, but the idea of it is extremely biblical. You told us in Philippians to stop worrying and start praying. That's simply what you said. And so, Lord, help us to practice the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.